And it's like you review it in your brain. You're like, if those errors weren't there, this game still might be 1-0. And so what I'm saying is, then this is why I'm not the coach, right? So I think the coach just has a good head here to just be like, I'm going to trust my pitcher, and I just got to – honestly, the only way we're winning this game is if our fielders and defense really, really step up. So, and then you got to start hitting, right? So I think that is kind of where, you know, I've had a little time to kind of process it myself here and see where we're at. Okay. Teal is the batter for the Tigers. First couple pitches have come through. Third pitch right here, be a strike. And so the count is now going to be 2-1 on the count for Teal here going forward. All right, Corbin's ready. Strike two. Nice pitch. Corbin's got one strikeout here to his counterpart who's got six. Let's see if Corbin can cut it down here and get a strikeout here. This would be big. Here's a pitch. And opposite of that, beans him on the left shoulder. And he gets to take his base. All right. The coach is coming out to talk with Corbin Phelps and the team to see what they go through forward. And they are going to switch pitchers right now, right here. So Marcus Purdy will be substituting in here as starting pitcher. Corbin Fell shaking it off, and he's heading out. I think he plays shortstop mainly. All righty. One moment. Once I see where they're all lined up, I'll do the update. Okay. Marcus Purdy's going to take his 10 pitches to warm up here at the mound. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, we will resume baseball here in the bottom of the fourth. Don't go anywhere.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Did you know we now sell e-bikes? Now offering e-bikes and e-scooters from top-rated brands
Community
such as
Credit
Electric.
Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland. Offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Did you know we now sell e-bikes? Now offering e-bikes and e-scooters from top-rated brands such as Electric, Baku, and Highboy. Whether you are looking to cruise, commute, or ride the trails, with all the options and accessories we have to offer, we know we'll be able to find the best fit for you. Call Nick or Ken at Medford Motors at 715-748-3700 to start riding.
Welcome back to some baseball here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Swami Screaming Eagles. They are in a deficit right now against the Northwestern Tigers up here in Iron River. 5-0 so far, and we've had a pitcher change as Corbin Phelps has been substituted for Marcus Purdy here at the mound. And right now, I'm just checking all my numbers. Looks like Isaiah Bogard will be third baseman, and Corbin Phelps will be the shortstop. All right. Okay. All right, number five, Lottie is ready to at bat. Pitch comes in, and they almost get the tag out at first, who he tried to steal, bailed, came back to first. Either way, that first pitch will be called, I believe, a ball. Another check throw. The crowd wanted him out, but he got there in time, safe. All right. Here comes the pitch. Steal attempt here. The second base, he throws, and it's going to be safe. Nice job by the Tigers there to advance their runner after all of that hubbaloo. Okay. Still don't know what the count is because they haven't thrown it up on the board yet. Looks like it's an 0-1 count. That's a ball there. Count is officially called 2-1. Ugh, just got a big dust cloud from that slide at second base hit me in the face. Okay. Pitch high, very high. 3-1 now on the count. Zero outs here in the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-1. Here's the pitch. Take your base. Ball four. And our runners have first and second now with zero outs here in the bottom of the fourth for the Tigers. We're just in control right now. We have a pinch runner. I don't have him on my roster, so. Number 12 now hitting. That's Calori getting ready. He had a big hit last inning. Swings with a bunt and misses strike one. You heard me. He swung with a bunt. He tried to get the bunt in position, ended up chopping it down. Ends up missing. Either way, 0-1 now on the count. Probably going to try to bunt again, to be honest. We'll see what they can do. Marcus ready for the pitch. Tries to throw it out on its second, can't do it. Here comes the pitch. He swings a bunt again. It barely hits the bat, goes backwards. Foul ball. 0-2 now on the count. Now you probably don't want to bunt. These swinging bunts are interesting. It's like he's got to commit to the bunt fast or get the bat in front. All right, here comes the pitch. He checks his swing in time. This was a high pitch, ball one. 1-2 now the count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, ump says I heard a foul. I heard a tick off the ball. I was going to say strikeout, but if it ticked the bat, that means it's a foul ball, and the batter stays alive. 1-2 now, or remains as the count. All right, getting ready. Here's the pitch. Gets contact. It's going to go to the third baseman. He tags out one player, throws him out, safe at second base. Couldn't get him in time. That was a big-time play by the Eagles. Almost had the double play. Third baseman, Isaiah, got the ball and was able to tag the runner because he basically picked up the ball, looked left, and went smack, got him quick. Throws it to second, who got the ball there in time. It's just that Corbin didn't get the ball down in time to tag out the runner who was heading from first to second. So, basically, all that's changed on this field is that the out counter went from 0-1. There's still a runner in first, still a runner in second. And now we have, I believe that's Chell at bat. Pop up. It's going to be played by the pitcher. Marcus Purdy gets the catch, and that's out number two now. Checks to see if there's any runners and tagged up. They did. And so with that, we have now two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Score is still 5-0, runners on first and on second. And number two, Kroll, is up to bat. First pitch, low, ball one. Okay, check throw to second base. No, it doesn't get out of there in time. He's safe. That's just to keep the runners honest. I mean, there's not too many people that are stealing third these days. Marcus could throw it to third so quickly. Okay. 1-0 count just got turned into a 2-0 count after that ball. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. No runs have been given up this inning, although the Tigers do lead 5-0. Next pitch, high, ball three. Last thing you want to do is walk someone because that'll load the bases here. You're trying to get out of this inning without giving up any runs. All right. Marcus has his pitch. Here it comes. Right down the middle. Strike one. Yeah, Kroll was just going to wait on that pitch. When you're at 3-0, most of the time you're not swinging, especially since the pitching the way it's come so far. Contact made. Is the right fielder going to get there in time? He's not. And another error by the outfield as he runs over the ball. That's going to be one runner in, two runners in. That's going to be a double as he slides into second base safe. And now we have multiple outfielders committing the same error where they just run by the ball. They try to pick it up very quickly to throw, and they're just making these little errors that are just causing big-time ramifications as far as, like, scoring. So we have two runners in scoring position now after the one run was scored. So now the score is 6-0. And for those that are listening, what is scoring position means? It means there's runners on second and third. Scoring position is a second person on second or a person on third. Because usually they can score off a single. All right. Number 27, Paulson, is up to bat. Pitch, ball, 1-0 count. All righty. Mark Spurdy has his pitch, gets set. Throws the ball. High. It's going to be a wild pitch, and that is going to be another run scored in. And the runner on second is able to advance to third very quickly and easily. Score is now 7-0. Two outs. And the count is 2-0. All right. Paulson still at bat. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good pitch by Marcus Purdy. 2-1 now, and this is the count. Here's the pitch. High. Another wild pitch. He's going to run to the catcher's plate, and he gets there. And now the bases have been unloaded, unfortunately, not through outs, but by through runs. That wild pitch has led to another run scored and is now 8-0 Tigers, who just seem to be running away on this game. With the amount of errors that have happened on the Eagles' side, it just seems like their heads are just not in the game. And that's just tough to watch. I've seen crazier comebacks in sports. Just got to get this one more out. Head to the top of the fifth and see if you can't turn it around. All right, Marcus has got it. 3-1 is the count. It is a very low pitch. Ball four, take your base. And the next batter will be Burkhart for the Tigers. Ryder Burkhart. All right, Marcus Purdy tries to throw out the runner at first. Can't do it. He's able to get back in time. All righty. Here comes the next pitch. Contact made. Foul. 0-1 now in the count. All right, Marcus got his pitch. Here it comes. Strike two. 0-2 count. I'd just do that pitch again. Fastball right down the middle. All righty. Marcus has the pitch. Here it comes. High, ball one. 1-2 now in the count with two outs here in the top. The bottom of the fourth. Tigers lead 8-0 with a runner on first. Here comes the pitch. Contact made, but it's a foul take backwards. 1-2 is the count. Two outs here. Eagles just fishing for this one last out to try to get out of here and get into the fifth inning. See if they can do it here. He tried to do a slow changeup high in the on the plate there, and so that's going to be called a ball. 2-2. Next pitch, low, off the dirt. 3-2 now, full count. Mark is trying to get a hold of this one. He seems to have let this at-bat slip. It's still full count, so we can still get a strikeout here if he delivers right now. He's got his pitch. Here's a throw. It's going to be a take your base, ball four. High pitch on that one. That's tough. You had a count that was 0-2, and you ended up throwing four balls in a row. Well, not four in a row because you had a foul tick. But, you know, ball, ball, strike, ball, ball. So, all right, number one, B. Teal is now at bat. Runners on first and second. Strike one. Nicely delivered ball there in the strike zone. 0-1 now, the count with two outs here. Runners on first and second for the Tigers. Here comes the pitch. High pitch, ball one. Marcus has his pitch. He's getting ready to throw. It's high again. 2-1 now with the count. All right. Teal getting ready in the box. He's got his stance set. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Should be fielded by the pitcher. Can Marcus get underneath it? He does, and that is the end of the inning, and we are now heading to the top of the fifth. Score is 0-8. Tigers are in the lead, commanding league. The Eagles have a chance here to try to get something on the board, but that doesn't start here until after the commercial break. So here on 103.1 Trail Mix, don't go anywhere. We'll have more baseball when you return.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Welcome back. 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Strong Screen Eagles, who are about to start their rally here. I'm calling it now. I'm not a psychic, though. I'm just a hype man. Tony Petzl's up to bat. First swing, makes contact like he has been doing this whole game. Gets his second pitch. He hits a grounder that goes to the pitcher who then throws him out at first. Nice job by Lottie. First out already here. Before I could even form a sentence, I was trying to do the intro still to bring you up to speed. The Tigers lead 8-0 here on the top of the fifth. They now have one out now, and the Eagles are just reeling right now. They're trying to get anything. First pitch is a ball, 1-0. And I believe after Tony is at bat, that means that McKellen is at bat. Next pitch is strike, 1-1. Here comes the third pitch. Swing. And foul. 1-2 now on the count. He's getting set. Let's see what Lottie does. Contact made. It's going to go down the left baseline. He gets it to the pitcher. He throws it, and ump is going to call him out. And that was close. The ump was right there. He had eyes right on the base, so he would have seen it. I'm not going to pretend I had a better view over here. But it was close. That's now two outs. Good job by Kellen not giving up on that, given everything he has. And with that, Aiden Buschman is now ready to receive his at-bat. First pitch goes low, ball one. We're at two outs here in the top of the fifth. All right. First pitch, poof, strike one, right down the middle. Man, he's just throwing so fast today. Lottie is just putting these lasers right down the center of the plate. Now there's another laser just a little high, though. 2-1 on the count. The wind has shifted, and some clouds have come in, and now the wind is moving northeast after what was a south wind with a shift there. As a fielder, you got to keep that in mind. 3-1's now the count. Lottie throwing. Contact made. Is it going to float? It floats too far. It goes right to the right fielder. Nice catch. And with that, the Tigers, big bang, boom, out, 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 are now heading into the bottom of the fifth. Eagles, you got to make a big defensive stand here, and I'll explain why after this commercial break here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Logger United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Logger United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to baseball here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Swamp and Screaming Eagles, who are trailing 8-0 against the Northwestern Tigers here up in Iron River. We are heading to the bottom of the fifth, and why this is relevant here and why the game could end pretty soon is that there are mercy rules in place, and that in the fifth inning, if a team leads by 10, the game will be over. And since the home team is at the bottom of this inning, they have 8 points. The Eagles have zero. If they score two runs this inning, the game is over. First pitch, low, ball one. So for the Eagles, it's very important. I mean, technically you can give up one run, but you prefer not to. All right. 1-0 now on the count. Here comes the second pitch. Strike one. Nice job there. Don't even up the count. 1-1 and B. Teal is the one at bat. They're at the top of their batting order, so the Tigers, they're in prime position to try to get their best players on base and score. 2-1 now is the count, as that was an inside pitch. Teal dodging the ball. Okay. All right. Purdy's got his pitch. Here it comes. Ooh, foul tick. It goes into the catcher's mitt. It barely touches the bat there. 2-2 now the count. Nice job by Purdy getting it evened up. See if he can finish the batter here. He's got his pitch already. Here it comes. High. Ball three. All right. We are now at a full count. See who comes out on top. So far the Tigers have been coming out on top of a lot of these full counts. Let's see if the Eagles can turn it around here. Here comes the pitch. Contact made. It's going deep into the outfield. Center fielder has a chance to make a play. He does. Nice catch. Out number one, and the Eagles are two outs from staying alive heading into the sixth, but we'll see if they can finish off these next two batters as we are heading into second batter. I believe that is Harms at bat. No, sorry. Teal is at bat. Was that Harms before? It was Harms. I'm sorry. Harms is the batter at first, and now we are at T. Teal. All right. First pitch, low, ball one. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Marcus Purdy has his pitch. Here it comes. Contact, big hit, left field. Outfielder has a chance to make the catch. He does. Nice job, and that is now two outs for the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles, who are looking so far to stay alive in this game, which is good for us as we want more baseball. Game goes seven innings. That's a full game here at this level of play. And so here we are as number five, Lottie, is up to bat. Marcus has his pitch. Here it comes. Give me a high pitch, ball one. Last couple of innings, the Eagles have been able to get into the two-out position, and then they end up making some mistakes and getting some runs driven in here. But they got a chance here to have a no-score inning so far in the game. Strike one. Score. Count is 1-1. Eagles have given up a point in the first and second and 3 points in the third and fourth. Big swing, big miss. 1-2 now count. Yeah, Marcus Purdy put that a little high, and Lottie was swinging for the fences there. If he made contact on that one, you know, see where that one was going. Okay, next pitch. Makes contact, goes right past the third baseman. It bounces off of his wrist. That thing came out like a missile. And so Isaiah gets it, throws it to second. He slides. He's safe. Nice job by Lottie, who got a little greedy there and it paid off. That's a bummer. I don't even know if you technically call that an error, because that ball came out at like 100 miles an hour, and you could see it hit the wrist. It was right in front of me. It hit the wrist of the third baseman on his catching glove, and it just was like, it's one of the things where I guess technically it was an error, but it's not like he had the ball and then dropped it and then fumbled it. It you know, those are just tough, 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 tough plays. All right, number 12, Kalori is now at bat. Low pitch, ball one, runner in scoring position at second base. All right, number 22 got subbed in as a pinch runner for the Tigers. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Nice job. 1-1. Even off the count there for Marcus Purdy. Glory's done a really good job so far this game of getting on base and getting contact. He had a really big hit earlier in the game. Went back to the warning track. All right, next pitch. Contact made, third baseman. That one's going to go down as an error, as that one bounced and went above his glove. He just read it, unfortunately, wrong, and it goes up and over his shoulder. And so now we have a runner at first and at third, and the game-winning run is at first here. And I was trying not to curse the Eagles. Remember, I said that we had two outs, and that's kind of like when the Tigers have been doing their damage. Oof, okay, here we go. Let's see who's coming up to hit right now. Is that Chell? It is Chell. All right. Two outs, 8-0. Marcus got to be careful if he goes any further on his. He tried to check throw, but he tried to do it like mid. At a certain point, you have to commit to a pitch, and if you don't, it's a balk. He was able to do it successfully, so he didn't balk. But those of you who don't know that balk is, it's where the pitcher does something weird. I don't know the rules, and then the batter takes his base. That didn't happen, so I don't have to worry about it. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch was a ball. Two outs here. Runner on third and winning run on first if he scores here in the fifth. Okay. Marcus has his pitch. Throws it to first, doesn't get it there in time, as the runner is able to get back on base and take up. Okay. Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 1-1 the count. 8-0, Tigers lead. Ball. And stolen base by the Tigers, who are getting aggressive, as now both runners are in scoring position, and the winning run is on second base. Okay. Marcus has his pitch. 2-1 the count. Throws it. It's an errant pitch. It goes wild. And that's going to be a runner scored. And now it's 9-0 with the winning run on third. As this inning went from good to bad to very quickly for the Eagles. They're on life support right now. See if they can finish it off. It's 3-1 in the count now. You don't want to walk. You want an out here. Get out of here. Pitch. Contact made. He's running home. He throws it to first. Gets the force out. And the score will stay 9-0 as the Eagles give us a heart palpitations as the game is not over. But we are so close. Eagles still alive in this game. Score is 9-0. And this is why you never leave games early, because you never know when you witness the greatest comeback you've ever seen. Let's see if that happens next. Starts to happen next inning when we come back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Don't go anywhere.
Think the Indy Auto and Tire Center in Park Falls just does oil changes? Think again. They're a full-service auto repair team with ASC-certified technicians ready to keep your vehicle in top shape. Like a winning sports team, they bring skill, trust, and hustle every day. Enjoy a 24-month, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty, new lower oil change prices, and rewards. Buy five oil changes, get the six free. Tire perks include free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. Ask about their spring maintenance special for just $79.99, plus 24-hour towing.
All right. Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix. Sorry if you heard me talking to the operator of the radio station. We were talking about how awesome an Eagles comeback would be. I know they trail 9-0, and I know some of you might be tempted to turn off your radios and continue on with your day, but I'm telling you, this is why you never leave games early. You never know when you're going to witness the greatest comeback you've ever seen, or in your case, you ever heard. All right? This is tournament play. If a comeback's going to start, it's going to start right now. So we're on the top of the sixth, number 25 for the Screaming Eagles. Joe Wartgau is now ready to at bat. First pitch comes in, and it is a ball, I believe. 1-0 in the count. Next pitch. Whew. That one looked like it hurt the catcher's hand, and he was catching with a mitt. That is now 1-1 with the count. That was a strike. Next pitch, contact made, it's going to go foul right down the, I had to wait to see if it crossed the line. It just barely did, 0-2, or 1-2 in the count, excuse me. Lottie was able to recover that one quickly. See if he can get his seventh strikeout of the game, playing great. Next pitch, low, ball two. Here comes the pitch. Barely made contact, and then kept it alive as it went foul. It remains 2-2 in the count. He's ready. Here's the pitch. Contact. Foul ball backwards. 2-2. 2-2 on the count. Joe's battling this one out. Pitch. High. Ooh, ump holds his strike. He says, nah, that's a ball. It's now 3-2 full count. Here comes the pitch. Ball four. That's Lottie's first walk of the game. Nice job by Joe to stay alive on that. That's intimidating, especially since Lottie's thrown six strikeouts this game. You're kind of expecting a fastball to come down the pipe, and it doesn't. And so nice job for the Eagles to get on base and trying to cut into this 9-0 lead that the Tigers have set out before them. Hey, epic comeback starts with a walk. Let's see what happens. If the Eagles come back and win this game, I'm going to contact the newspaper and I'll write up the article myself. All right. Number two, Caden is up, ready, and at bat. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss on the fastball. 0-1 now the count. Swing and a miss on the second pitch. 0-2 now as Caden is behind on it. He swung slow on that fastball. Of course, I'll be honest, everyone is. That ball's coming so fast. swing and a miss. Strike three, you're out. Seventh strikeout now coming in for Lottie. Has played amazing so far. Still pitching a shutout here. One walk, one hit, he's given up. Pitch comes in, low, ball one. Corbin Phelps decided to hang back. Nice eye by him. All right, he has his pitch. Here it comes. Contact made. It's going to go down the third baseline. Gets to the third baseman. Throws it to first. He's able to catch it while doing the splits. Reaches, gets the bag. Out number two. It advanced the runner from first to second. Runner that gets out at first. So two outs now here in the top of the sixth. First time I get to say this game. Runner in scoring position for the Screaming Eagles. As Marcus Purdy steps up to the plate, he drew his number four on the ground, and he's ready to go. He's got his pitch. Lottie throws the pitch. It goes to the shortstop, pumps it once, zips it to the first baseman. It goes over the first baseman's hand. Are they going to score a run? He slides in. He does. He's safe. And the Screaming Eagles are on the board. They get their first run of the game. It is now 1-9. Hey, rally starts with one score. Hey, the Tigers have done a lot of their damage when there's two outs in an inning, and why can't the Eagles do the same? All right, Dalton Schmidt is now ready to be at bat, and hopefully this will start the cracks for Lonnie to start maybe throwing some balls, throwing some tough pitches. Swing, ball, or sorry, foul, as that ball went flying backwards. 0-1 now on the count. All right, runner at first. 0-1 count, two outs. Pitcher's asking for a quick break on that one. Quick. Score is 9-1. Eagles have added to the board here. And now here we go. All right. Ump says resume play. 0-1 in the count. Time again. All right, here we go. Play. Pitcher called timeout. Batter called timeout. Here's the pitch. Contact made. It's going to be played, and it's going to drop. Foul. Just foul by the right field there. It looked like it might be fair, but it ended up falling about 5 feet to the right there. All right, 0-2 now on the count with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Dalton Schmidt at bat in a rut here at 0-2. Runner on first. Down by eight. Contact made. It looks like it's going to be dropping just behind the second baseman. He's running to third. He's going to get there. He's safe. And the single will advance Marcus Purdy from first all the way to third. And now we have another base hit by the Eagles. Isaiah Bogart now at bat. See if he can't have another run batted in here. Eagles showing some sign of life. Down eight. They've scored one this inning so far. And the score is 9-1. See if he can't bat in Marcus Purdy and punch into this lead. Low, ball one. All right. Getting his pitch here. He's received it. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strike one. 1-1 now on the count with two outs here in the top of the sixth. Eagles just barely starting their potential comeback. Swing. They're going to call that foul. It's still a strike, but it's 1-2 now on the count. All right, Isaiah, see if he can't get a big hit here. All right, Screaming Eagles set. Here comes the pitch. Pop up. Is that going to go foul? It does go foul. Keeps it alive. That looked like it was going to maybe stay, but then it started bending and curving to the right there. Nice job to stay alive on the 1-2 count here. Another foul ball. All righty. Here comes the pitch. Big hit. Going to center field. It does not drop in time. It's a nice catch by the center fielder. Eagles got a point, right? That's something. It was a 9-point differential. Now it's an 8-point differential. And sometimes you just need the juice. Sometimes you just need the mental reminder that, yes, we can score. Yes, we can hit. Yes, we can get on base. And so we're moving into the bottom of the sixth. The Tigers still in position to try to end this game, because if they can get two runs now, still, you know, because if they lead by 10 at any point leading the rest of this game in the sixth or the seventh, the game's just over, all right? So we'll find out what happens here in the bottom of the sixth when we come back after this commercial break. Don't go anywhere.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Schwamigan Screaming Eagles. Steven Gentlin bringing you the game here in Iron River. The Tigers so far in dominant position. And those of you that were listening to me last inning were probably like, Steve, score's 9-1. You're huffing copium right here. See, I know, but it's like, I want to get excited, right? Tigers are, you know, I mean, I don't want to put a statistic to it, but it's probably near the 99% chance to win here, right? But you get three outs here, right? You go into the top of the seventh, and you never know if the Eagles get something rolling, right? They got good hitters. I've been watching them all season. They've had big wins. They've shut out opponents. They've gotten, I mean, Marcus Purdy had a 14 strikeout game, right? So it's like they got the talent. So it's just about, you know, just getting locked in, getting in the zone. See if you can't force, like, baseball is such a momentum sport. It's ridiculous. See if you can't force the Tigers into a funk, but unlikely. But, you know, we'll see if that can happen. All right. Big hit. Pop up. Can the catcher make a play? Nope. It is going to go over the fence. Foul. All righty. Number one, B. Teal. Is that bad? They get two runs here. Game's over. Eagles looking to make sure that doesn't happen as we are in the sixth inning. The game goes seven if it stays within 10 points. Okay, here's the pitch. High. Ball one. 1-1 now on the count. Still getting back in the batter's box. Ready to pitch. Here comes the pitch. Ball two. I was waiting to see what the ump called that one. Ball two there. 2-1 now on the count. Next pitch, low. They're going to, okay, that was a gift. We'll call that what it is. That was a strike, should have been a ball. You know what? We're the one losing by eight. We're going to take every gift we can get. 2-2 now on the count. Next pitch, big hit. That's going to be foul. Wow, that was almost a homer. Like, not a homer. It was a foul ball, but, you know, it almost went over the fence. The home run fence. My goodness, what a shot. All righty. Marcus has his pitch. 2-2 count here. Zero outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Ball three. All right, 3-2. Here's the pitch. Marcus has got it. Here comes. High, ball four. Take your base. He's walking. He's on first base. All right, Marcus has got his pitch. Throws it high again, ball one. 1-0 now with the count. Runner at first here at the bottom of the sixth. Tigers need two runs to end this game. All right, strike number one. Good pitch by Marcus there. 1-1 now on the count. Score is 9-1. Tigers in the lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Check throw to first base. No good. Didn't get there in time, so runner is more than safe. As he's now set up and ready. Marcus wants to make sure they don't steal. They zero outs here. Here comes the pitch. Contact made. It's going to go right by the third baseman. That'll advance the runner to second, potentially third. It does, as the left fielder fumbled the ball a little bit, couldn't deliver it in time, although I think he would have slid and got there in time if he hadn't. So, all right. We have a runner in scoring position at third, and the winning run on first for the Tigers is number seven. Was that number seven? I just got to wait and see. They're doing they're pinch running right now. Okay. This is number 20. Yeah, Paulson hit, and then here we go. Number seven. Yep, okay, here we go. Burkhart is at bat. I just want to confirm the batting order for those listening. All right. Winning run at first. Running in scoring position at third. Score is 9-1. Tigers are winning over the Eagles right now here in the bottom of the sixth. Check throw at first. I like that check throw. You pull on a pinch runner, you want to kind of get him when he's out of the flow of the game, you know? And they get him. No, they don't. They called him safe. Oh, man, I think that... I think he had him. But ump says safe. That looked like he got him. All right, well, we move forward. That was a nice check, though, by Marcus to catch the pinch runner potentially sleeping. All right. He has his pitch. Here it comes. He's stealing the base for second, and it misses. It goes by the second baseman. Now he's trying to steal third. He's got to run. He's going to slide. He gets there. It's going to go by. He stays at third this time. That ball went flying by the third baseman that time after it went by, flying by the second baseman that time. And in all of that, a runner scored as the stolen base, right, the throw from the catcher to the second baseman went flying by him. And so now we have the winning run at third with zero outs here in the bottom of the sixth. That is a great position to be in as Burkhart hasn't even taken a pitch yet. Well, no, he's taken one pitch. I don't know if it was called a strike or ball, though, because I was obviously covering the stolen base. Here we go. Next pitch, high, ball, something. It's going to be ball one on the board. Looks like the ump called 1-1. He did. Okay, so here, we're caught him now. 1-1 on the count. Here's a pitch. Beans him. And now with that, he's got a runner on first and on third. The runner on first is, we're just going to call that frosting on the cake. That is the Tigers' victory here soon. If they can just get one more batter in, they have the victory. And then Bowden Teal now at bat, top of the batting order. Here we go. Can the Eagles stay alive? They were at a 9-point deficit last inning and were able to keep it alive. Let's see if they can do it again here. Here's the pitch. Contact made. Big hit. Going to center field. Can he make the catch? He does. Runner's going to take up at third, and he's going to run, and he's going to get to the home plate. And with that, that's your game. Swamigan Screaming Eagles able to put up one putt or 1 point, but outside of that, that is a dominant, dominant win by the Northwestern Tigers. Northwestern Tigers, excuse me. Great game of the Northwestern Tigers, who just, on the back of Lottie, who had 7 strikeouts, who was just pitching fastballs. Those things were flying off his hand, hitting the mitt hard. The Eagles just could not get his pace down, could not get in front of the ball, and on the back of great fielding by the Tigers, really keep this into a one-score game. Eagles were just mired by mistakes today, a lot of errors. And, you know, honestly, the errors would have kept the score down, but the Tigers were just locked in today. And congratulations to them and their victory. Eagles, great season. It was a ton of fun watching. And they should be proud with what they brought forth. Great crowds today, good sportsmanship, and overall a wonderful, wonderful day of baseball. Thank you for listening here on 103.1 Trail Mix, home of the Swamik and Screaming Eagles. You've been a great crowd, great listening, and I'm thankful once again for being able to cast the Swamik and Sports on behalf of all of you. Stephen Jetlin signing off for the night. Hope everyone that drove here today has safe travels on the way home, and I hope everyone else has a wonderful night as we enjoy summer. First day of summer for the Swamik and School District started today. So stay safe this summer, and we'll see you around for sports season coming in on the fall. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station. Brought to you by Heckman Auction, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, by Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center.
You're listening to 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? In my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party. Cause all I see is the letters. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune.
Love. oil down the desert way. Have been shaken to the top. The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went a cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill.
To 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP Park Falls. This is Trail Mix 103.1.
Town again. Well, I've been told